Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for December 5th, 2011. We are now in the second week of the countdown of the top 10 paranormal news stories of 2011. Each week we will bring you two stories until we hit number 2 and number 1. Along the way, I'll obviously be keeping you up to date with late-breaking stories, and we'll also flash back to some stories that didn't break the top 10, along with what I call the train wreck stories of 2011. This week's train wreck story: multiple stories of falsified UFOs littered the paranormal news this year. A Utah UFO sighting turned out to be an artist who used flares to fool people. The UFOs were quite believable until the so-called artist stepped forward and admitted he was the culprit behind the sightings. Multiple sightings of a UFO in Colorado turned out to be flares. On September 24th, multiple witnesses watched 40 orange orbs move silently through the skies that turned out to be Chinese lanterns. On October 1st in Utah, multiple witnesses saw a dozen UFOs hovering in the sky. One witness stated they seemed to move at 70 miles per hour. Days later, it was revealed that high school students had released Chinese lanterns. But not all falsified UFO stories were complete fails, as one of them made the top 10. And here's one from the Just Missed It list. On March 19th, the moon was very close to the Earth. The event, known as a lunar perigee, marked the moon's closest distance to Earth since 1992. Conspiracy theorists feared this close moon would wreak havoc on the Earth's climate and create tsunamis and earthquakes that could devastate the planet. The fact is, the moon was only a couple of miles closer than normal. The 221,567-mile distance is still too far for the moon to have had any effect on the Earth out of the ordinary. The massive earthquake and subsequent tsunami that swept Japan on March 11th is in no way related to this event, as the moon was still at a normal distance from the Earth. This event created a lot of unnecessary panic weeks and days before it happened. Of course, once it was over, it was back to normal. And now number 8 on the top 10 paranormal stories of 2011. On September 26th, it was reported that the long-standing thought that the speed of light is the fastest speed anything can travel was just challenged by scientists at CERN. The scientists at the world's largest physics lab noted that neutrinos that were sent from Geneva, Switzerland to Italy arrived a little earlier than planned. The neutrinos arrived 60 billionths of a second early from their 454-mile underground trip, making scientists wonder if they missed some data along the way. The find has been asked to be scrutinized by other scientists, but if it holds up, science will change as we know it, and the theory of special relativity will be squashed, and so much for the famous E equals mc squared formula brought forth by Albert Einstein. New theories will then have to emerge from somewhere, and science will begin to change. The test was redone in November with the same results, although the implications of this data will not be fully understood until 2012. Why it's on the list? Physics is theoretical, therefore it's metaphysics. These findings may lead to changes in physics as we know it, but may have some long-standing implications for the paranormal down the road. Why it's only number 8? While a second test was performed with the same results, there is still some question into the legitimacy of the information. And number 7. On March 28th, it was reported that 15 witnesses in Russia, in the Mount Shoria area of Siberia, of a Yeti creature has led to the creation of a university research institute to get to the bottom of the numerous sightings. One Russian scientist, Igor Burtsev, feels that the Yeti might be a Neanderthal man who have somehow survived the genetic removal of the species of man around 30,000 years ago. On October 10th, we discussed the U.S. and Russia scientists holding a convention and subsequent investigation in the Siberian region of Kemerovo to hunt the elusive Siberian snowman. The investigation was meant to be a quick jaunt into the forest, but it turned out that this trip, they supposedly confirmed the existence of the legendary creature, providing proof that a tall unknown bipedal hominid actually exists. Well, okay, not exactly. The claims were big and bold, but the evidence gathered is the same as always. One white hair and some tracks, and this is hardly proof, much less evidence. This is a shocking turn of events, and what was thought to be a mature and educated approach to an investigation has turned out to be another circus sideshow. It was then announced that scientists claim they have irrefutable proof of Bigfoot following a quick investigation following a conference on the subject. Dr. Jeff Meldrum, who was present at the excursion, spoke out during a speaking engagement at the Pennsylvania Bigfoot Conference in the fall of 2011. Meldrum basically stated the event seemed staged and way too convenient and felt the evidence was being used as a means to fuel the tourism industry in the area. Why it's on the list? This was a big claim, a claim many felt to be way too big, but with the number of scientists on board, this project got some attention. Why it's number 7? The story did little to help the legitimacy of Bigfoot or his cousins, and other than the popularity of the story, it is nothing short of the dozen or more fake Bigfoot videos that were in the news this year. Tune in next week for number 6 and 5 on the Top 10 Paranormal News Stories of 2011, as compiled by the Paranormal News Insider. If you have a favorite story you want to see in the Top 10 or a favorite for number 1, let me know by voting on the Paranormal News Insider Facebook page or letting me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com.